Details of the compromise that's made Auckland Council and Pānuku stop fighting and start holding hands over controversial development have emerged in court. Pānuku, the council's development company, has been in the Environment Court today battling to build the now 92 apartment and retail block on Dominion Road after the council refused it permission. And while the two main sides have reached an agreement, many neighbours are still unhappy. Rowan Quinn has been in court for the day of the hearing.
Ratepayer-owned Pānuku has spent nearly $600,000 appealing the original decision of the Auckland Council. But even though the two sides now agree the complex should go ahead, they still have to convince the Environment Court. The lawyer for Pānuku, Daniel Minhinnick, says under the compromise there'll now be 92 as opposed to 102 apartments, and two of the buildings will be one storey shorter than originally planned. There are also changes to car parks and the shape of buildings.
The result is an updated design that is appropriate for the site and achieves a high quality outcome. The project will have positive effects on the amenity of the Eden Valley local centre and contribute to the quality of the urban environment.
The complex is planned for the corner of Dominion and Valley Roads in Mount Eden, currently largely a mix of faded and dated shops and offices. But sitting just behind it is a quiet cul-de-sac with villas and council pensioner units. Many of the residents say the development is too big, will be hugely disruptive when it's being built, and will loom down on them. They've said the compromise doesn't help, especially with the highest point still at five stories. But an expert witness for Pānuku, Gavin Lister, says the new building's a lot better than what's there now.
It's a run-down factory building with, kind of rotting curtains and boxes stacked up against windows and so on, and dumpsters parked in the yard against the fence. And you'd be replacing that with a building which is bigger, but in my view more attractive and set further back.
Pānuku's lawyer, Mr. Minhinnick, pointed out that none of the residents are putting up an expert witness to help their case. He urged the court to listen more to professional opinion, saying while the objectors know their own neighbourhood, the law gives more weight to independent experts. But Judge Melanie Harland pulled him up on that.
Mr. Minhinnick, it's not trial by expert.
Absolutely
it's only
not.
Part of it. And when dealing with amenity, do you agree with me that there is quite an important element of subjective evidence for people who experience their environment?
Indeed.
Pānuku has spent nearly $250,000 on its expert evidence. I te kōti tai au I Tāmaki Makaurau mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei ko Rowan Quinn tēnei.